Over 1,800 households in Kabale and Kasese dioceses have benefited from the Caritas Uganda projects aimed at economic and social empowerment among community members during an evaluation meeting by staff, beneficiaries and the political leaders from two dioceses at Uhuru 50 Gardens in Kasese Municipality yesterday. Reverend Father Denesi Ochanda from Nebbi Diocese, who is the Assistant National Director of Caritas Uganda, said programs for financial inclusion, microfinance and advocacy have improved the living conditions of the vulnerable youth, PWDs, women and school dropouts. Reverend Father Dennis speaking.
Program targeted financial inclusion, microfinance, livelihood and advocacy. We are happy to report that vulnerable people who were stranded, like the youth, girls who dropped from school because of COVID, are now able to do income generating activities. Instead of living lives which were pointless, they are now living lives which are useful.
Earlier, Reverend Father Nyasiumbusa, the director for Caritas Kasese, said the project has been a viable intervention into the living conditions of the vulnerable youth and women, most of whom can now provide for their families and save for the future. Reverend Father Anyansio speaking.
Nerio omwavyo si fukama virunzemia kisatu ifunomo project eno kakangana ya and abantu babirienda iba namu kurakurana kundi yereo hawe liha kura viriria aba mama abakali omwavu na kandena yarevi wangana kora otu business situ wabu tuke truke erangerende omwe miyi omwa maka mama vi mama vaneka akasende akaba ngana koresia omwe vya kurakurana iba rangerende vyalia vya mavi wangana vaneka okwa meza.
Miss Jennifer Bira, a member of St. Cecilia Savings Group in Evander Parish in the Diocese of Kasese, gave a moving testimony for Caritas Kasese, whose projects had improved their income for improved living conditions.